So my girlfriend, her daughter is still in high school, not driving yet. Like, I guess just turned 16 and just started to date this boy.
Ooh.
She likes them. They've been together for a while. They were together the whole summer. So, I mean, it's been a while and they're still together.
So the little summer romance continued into school.
Yes. And so the kids, these kids, wanted to go to the Wags and Whiskers event in Bethesda
over the weekend
and, you know, check out the adoptable animals and watch the pictures get taken and all that. So the dad of the boyfriend came and met us, me and my girlfriend, and we just went and did our own thing and had some lunch. And
while the kids walked around.
While the kids walked around, she hadn't met the dad before.
Oh.
And he's really cute. Really cute. Yeah, it was awkward. And he's single.
What was awkward about him being real cute?
That he's single and she's single.
Oh.
And she just keeps poking me. I'm like, you cannot.
Oh, so
no.
She, while the
you cannot.
Date the father?
Yeah, I know you could cut it with a knife. And I was just like, oh my God. First, I wanted to leave. So when he went to the men's room, I said to her, I'm going to just give you guys. She was like, you know I can't do that. I said, no, I know you can't do that. But you both don't seem to get that you can't do that. Your children are dating each other. The mom and the dad of the respective cannot date each other. Your kids would hate this. Mm. And they should
That's
be
like
the priority,
a movie.
Right? I mean, I can date them, which I guess she doesn't.
Convenient. No wonder she's giving this advice.
Yeah. If this would help you out.
You know, Barbara, please, you know, I'm willing to take one for the team here because this would be a nutty thing for you to do. Imagine that would affect the two of their relationship.
Now she's convinced that I don't think it's appropriate for her because I think he's cute, which, I mean, he is, but whatever.
We agree. We agree with her.
But she can't date him. I mean, can you imagine telling your angsty 16-year-old daughter, oh, by the way, I'm going out with... No.
Your boyfriend's father.
Sir, yes. Yeah.
Well, because it could turn into, you're dating your stepbrother.
That's the problem.
Ooh.
What happens, I mean, you're not dating somebody just to date somebody. You date people because it might become something.
And, you know, it'd be lovely if everybody stayed together forever, but they won't.
But they
and
won't.
Then there's going to be an uncomfortable side of this, right?
Either
the kids break up or the parents break up.
Guess what? Even worse if they did stay together, JD. Look at that. Then you've got these parents who are together, these kids who are now step-siblings together.
And they may
at least everybody be getting along. Imagine if one side of the equation fell apart.
Along.
And you'd still want to say, so what if the two parents married?
Yeah.
And then the two kids break up and now they can't stand to see each other, but every Christmas, every holiday, every birthday.
Any way you look at it, it's abysmal. I mean, there's nothing good to come out of this except you're going to have a great Saturday night.
She's really fighting for this guy.
Yeah.
She's really arguing her point. Because I think my point was fairly
she wants to clarify that this is the worst mistake this mother can make in her child's life.
I think what I heard, at least in my head, was, Jack, shut up. I'm dating this cute guy. Yeah. Don't you give her any idea like this could work out. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
I know I heard.
Loud and clear.
Boy, you guys are just
what we're hearing, you just say that the daughter would want to emancipate herself from her mother if they date.
Everybody would want out of that scenario, no matter how it turns out.
The fact that you're willing to go out with this guy to make sure that she stays with her family.
Selfless.
You are quite a woman.
I'm the best friend a girl could have.
Warning!
I picture her son, Jack, nice looking guy, 25 or so, brings home one of his friends, and Erica says, he's really cute. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Cougar.
Talk about awkward.
But it'd be so convenient, because when you're done with him, Jack can sit and talk.
about me?
They can go play some Fortnite, you know, and it'd be great. Oh, nobody.
You two crazy kids, go play your video game.
Get the hell out of here. No, I really mean it. Get the hell out of here.
Mrs. Hillary, you don't have to call me that anymore. No, I like it.
Okay. Wow.
See? I'm saving her from all this.
That's what you're doing. You are a gracious and kind woman.
I mean the best.
You are.
You're welcome, people.
If you start dating him,
I know.
What about attorney guy?
Oh, I mean, I'm not serious about dating.
Oh, yeah, sure. You're testing the water. Yes, you are. We're the litmus test over here. She's dipping her toe.
Yeah. I saw that toe go in that water.
I would never do such a thing.
Yeah.
No, please. Listen, Eric.
Go look at her Facebook page and see if there's a picture of her and cute guy.
There's no picture.
Yeah, there's a picture from lunch, and you can barely see her friend who's desperately trying to get in the picture, right?
Yeah.
She's trying to bomb it because Erica's got the camera focused on her and the guy.
No, I think you better just go through Erica's phone and see if she didn't follow him afterwards.
I didn't. I'm not interested.
Brand new Facebook friend. Yeah.